Romans chapter number 2. Romans chapter 2, and we'll read this chapter responsively. I'll read the first and odd-numbered verses. Congregation will read the second and the even-numbered verses. Give you time to get there. Okay, let's stand as we read God's Word together. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things.
But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things.
And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God?
Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?
But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
To them
who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life.
But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath.
Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile.
But glory, honor,
for there is no respect of persons with God.
For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in law shall be judged by the law.
For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the
which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another.
In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel.
Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God. And art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness.
And an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law.
Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal?
Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery?
Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God.
For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written.
For circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision.
Therefore,
and shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law?
For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is
But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. May God bless the reading of his word. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God today. We thank you, Lord, for the truth contained therein. We thank you, Lord, for the message that we need to apply to our life. And we thank you, Lord, for preserving thy word and for the wonderful gospel message of salvation. And Lord, we would pray today that you would be honored in our presence, that Lord, we would bow down our hearts before you, that we would allow you to speak to our hearts, that we would bow down and worship thee, for thou art worthy, Lord, and that we would be mindful of the price of our salvation, that we would be mindful of all that we owe thee, that, Lord, that truly we would bow down before thee with our hearts, Lord, open to you, desirous to learn of thee, desirous to hear thee, desirous, Lord, to have you intervene in our lives, desirous that our lives, Lord, would be changed, that we would walk, Lord, in your power and in your spirit, and that your grace, Lord, would be poured out upon our lives so that we might bring glory to you. Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for those young people who are at camp this week. We think of our young people, and we're thankful for the work that you did in their hearts. And Lord, we know and we thank you for that beginning, but we pray it would continue. And even today, that truth would stir their hearts. They would have come with hearts hungry to hear from you and to learn of thee and help, Lord, to go the next step in their life. And Lord, we thank you for all the workers from camp and pray that you would strengthen them. I pray that, Lord, as they ministered others, that you would minister to them and that they would grow in faith and in knowledge and in grace. We would thank you, Lord, today for the opportunity that we have to be in this place. Now we pray today for our missionaries. We pray especially, Lord, for the evening service in Theka at Lighthouse Baptist Church. I pray that, Lord, that you'd be drawing in Africans to that service. I pray that it would truly be a time of lifting up and building the families of the missionaries and a higher level. Pray that, Lord, they would be challenged and that there would be a great spirit of hunger for you and for work for you to be working in their lives. So bless that tonight in a special way. We pray for the anniversary, the first anniversary, Lord, of the chartering of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Naj, Kanasia. Pray that you would bless in those services today. May they be a great encouragement. May people be challenged to recommit themselves to the work of God and to be faithful. And for new believers to grow, we would pray, Lord, for the work in Budapest and for the many flyers that have gone out for those that were saved last week. We would pray for their growth and for the strengthening of that place. We pray for Brother Kanis. We pray for the strengthening in his own life and growth. And Lord, we do pray for your work in this place, that the word of God would go forth. Pray for the visitation that takes place even this week, that there would be open hearts. And that, Lord, that you, of course, would first of all work in our hearts to be broken before you. And we would pray, Lord, that even this day, that you would put your hand upon a special way those who have great physical burdens, And we pray that you would be glorified. And be in a special way with Jane Kukta. Be with those recovering from surgery. Lord, be with those with physical infirmities, others who are battling cancer. Lord, we thank you that we can trust you, and that we, our lives are can be put in your hands, and that, Lord, you will watch over us. And we thank you, Lord, for that great truth. Now bless, Lord, this service, every part of it, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. May be seated.